Yeah, I mean, you saw some fans in there for the preseason. Different deal on Wednesday. Have you put yourself in that spot and what that'll feel like?
Well, yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. I can already feel the electricity building up. It always feels good in the streets of Toronto going into it, about 48 hours into it. So it'll be good. I think it'll be emotional, you know, a little bit. It seems like a long time since we've been there, and it's for real, and a new team, and a lot of youthful bodies out there. It's going to be interesting.
Are you going to just, Nick, I wonder, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, what it was like for the baseball team having to bounce around to different places as a home base. You guys obviously did the same thing in Tampa. Are you just going to kind of erase that part of your memory like some of us are? Or is there anything about that like that's going to stick with you and say, boy, I learned something there?
The only thing I've really learned is now that I'm back that it wasn't as enjoyable as I was trying to make it out to be. while I was doing it. Does that make any sense? What I mean? It's like, oh, this is all right. We got everything we need. It's okay. But now that you get back, it's just so much more comfortable, you know, everything from office to practice facility to just moving around and seeing people that actually are like, hey, you know, go Raptors once in a while, you know, that stuff helps. It goes a long way.
I think we all learn to pretend there, right? It's like Zoom cocktail parties, man. It's just like going to a bar. It's just the same. Yeah, I'm in erase mode. I don't know. I'm trying to get those files out of my head.
That's good. I think I'm going to take a tip from you and do the same.
Yeah. It was a very bizarre season and a difficult one for everybody. But yeah, a difficult season wins losses wise for you as well. It's been a very circuitous route for you as the head coach of this franchise. You show up and you're handed Kawhi Leonard and his championship or bust, and you guys picked up that championship, and then after Kawhi, a totally different feeling, and you guys exceeded expectations, and now you're coming off a disappointing season, and very much so, and obviously extenuating circumstances. How is this different for you in preparation and expectation going into this year?
Well, it is. Each season's been kind of drastically different, you know, in the 4 years you already talked about. One really cool one, and then a bubble one, and a Tampa one, and now we're back with kind of a new team. So it's really, really been drastically different each season. I don't know. I'm excited about the season. I approach each one kind of the same. You know, we're gonna really work hard. We're going to try to build these guys up and develop them and get them full of confidence and get them to play together, play extremely hard, be disruptive on the defensive end and let that help our offense. And we're going to not be afraid to fire the ball a little bit. You know, we're going to shoot our share of threes and again, just try to come at you with an aggressive mindset. And then we'll start kind of, you know, patching from there, polishing from there, learning our lessons and building from there and just see where the season takes us, you know?
Nick, what do you at this obviously earliest of days? But what do you know about this group now, and what do you still have to figure out about this group?
Well, what I know is it's kind of what I hoped is that they would grasp some culture of intensity and work ethic and defensive mindset, you know. And I think they're doing that. They're getting there. Listen, we make a lot of mistakes because of our youthfulness right now. However, we make up for those with our length and aggressiveness and just, you know, just kind of dogged determination. Like, you know, there's been some flashes of stretches of defense that's been, you know, pretty nasty. So I've learned that, you know, this team can do what we hoped it would do. We've got a long way to go, and we've got to build that a lot. What I know is, you know, the lights come on for real. Right. And there's going to be some ups and downs. I think handling those and learning lessons and bouncing back and hanging in there and not feeling too good about, you know, a win here or there, you know, we just got to kind of go with that, you know, workmanlike approach that this is a process, as each season is to try to max out what this team can do over the course of a season.
Yeah. No Kyle Lowry, of course, which is the big offseason news for this franchise. I wonder how you feel about the leadership element of that. Is that because Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam have been here for years, that process has already started to take place, that won't be that much of an adjustment, or will we see it evolve over time as the season goes along?
Well, you know, I think it's a little bit of a work in progress, right? But I think Freddie is a real natural leader. I mean, this guy is a real, like, day-to-day leader. Like, he's gonna run the team. He's going to demand some competitive drive. He's going to demand things get done and executed well. I think OG's really growing, not only in his skill and shooting and all the other things you see him growing in, but he's maturing. He is a cool customer, but he really plays both ends. You know, those kind of things, I think they transcend to the other players just by leading by example. Pascal's getting up there, and he's been a bright, energetic guy. He hasn't been on the court much, but he's been around, and he's bringing a good vibe. And I think we'll get tested in the leadership areas at times, right? But again, I think this season, I mean, heck, each game takes its ups and downs. Can we handle that? You know, the season certainly does. Keeping our composure and sticking together and all those things is a test for any team, but probably more of a test for a young team.
Nick, speaking of youth, you know, Scotty Barnes has been a delight to watch so far, and he seems like a great kid. Boy, his personality shines through. What's the transition from, you know, being a college player like he was to, you know, being a pro, the kind of grind of a professional season, the ups and downs of it? Like, what's the toughest, what's the most challenging part for a guy who obviously has, you know, a tremendous amount of physical ability? You can see that already.
Yeah, I mean, I've already talked about it about a couple times. I always think the youngest player's two biggest challenges are how do they handle the success when they have a good game, you know, kind of day to day, and how do they handle when they don't have a good game, you know? And I think those two things need to be as close to level. I know it's unrealistic, but as close to the same as you can, because, you know, it is part of the process and the journey you're starting, right? That's a really big thing. And the second thing is, it's a long day as a pro, right? A professional work day as a professional player is really long. And about day three, I could kind of see, I walked by Scotty, and he kind of gave me a, you know, whew, man. I said, it's hard work, isn't it? And he said, man, is it ever? And I said, you'll get used to it. You know, just you'll get used to it. And learning that professional day, day after day after day, of getting to where you want to go. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about taking care of your body, weight room, nutrition, you know, massage, training, weights, shooting, film. You know, it's a long day. And the really great ones, you know, they're able to learn that quickly and do that on a consistent basis.
What you got to be happy with? Like, tell me what you've seen, again, in the short, but a relatively short amount of exposure to him, what you've seen through camp and through the preseason with him.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen same things you've seen. You know, first of all, an engaging personality. He loves to play. You know, he loves the game, and he loves just the team aspect of it. So that's always awesome to have on any team. You know, he's 6'10". He handles it and passes it, and he loves to pass. And he's got incredible feet. Man, he literally can keep up with point guards that are going really fast on the dribble, and he can chase two guards that are coming off there, and he's 6'10". So the versatility and the want to play defense and the want to pass, you know, he can go a long ways in this game. Where, you know, as far as he wants, as high a ceiling as he wants to go chase, it's there for him.
Yeah, and it feels like his defense is more ready for this level than his offense, Nick. I wonder if you could give us some insight into where his offense is and where you think it can go even in during the course of this first regular season for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know, maybe a good example, you know, you guys could have seen like OG grow, right, offensively. And where has he grown? Well, he's grown a lot, what I call starting and ending drives when he's driving the ball. You know, he now sees the opening that's there and gets through it. You know, like before, maybe he didn't even see it, or maybe it looked closed and it wasn't, or he wouldn't attempt to, or if he did, the skill wouldn't get him through some of those openings. And then at the end of it, you know, here comes more defenders, and where are you going to end, and which foot are you going to jump off of, or are you going to use both feet, or are you going to go underneath? You know, his starting and ending drives has gotten so much better, right? That's another thing. I think Scotty's probably in a early stages of trying to figure out some of those things. And obviously the shooting, right? I think the perimeter shooting. He's really gone to work on the mechanics. He's putting in his time. You know, he's got a little work to do there, though. We're going to encourage him to, anytime he's got rhythm, open threes to take him. You know, just he's got to get that part out of your, you know, your willingness to want to take him out of you as quick as you can. Again, probably remember like Pascal, like some of these guys, you were like, whoa, should these guys be shooting these? And, you know, here we are a few years later, and they're taking them all the time now. And you got to get those processes started for him on the offensive end.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Pascal, because some people have made the comparison to Pascal's rookie season, where he was kind of a starter in name only. He was playing about 10 minutes a game, but he was, you know, protected. He was in the ecosystem of a very good basketball team. He also wasn't the fourth overall selection, which Scotty Barnes is. Is there a temptation to perhaps not expose him all that much early on?
Nope. I'm going to get him out there playing and give him as many minutes and reps as he can handle. I think he's got a lot of versatility. Like I like and love guys that'll play. You can get up, come out of a game and say, man, he had a good game tonight. And then you look down and you said, oh geez, I didn't even realize he was, you know, 2 for 10 or 2 for 12 or 1 for 6. It has nothing to do with how they shot the ball. You know what I mean? Like there's some rebounds there. There's some assists there. There's some steals there. There's some hard play and defending his matchup there. And I think Scotty's got a lot of that, where he provides lots of parts of the game, no matter whether he's scoring or not.
So he's one of a couple of young players. The average age of this team is 25. And a lot of your players today were talking about the practice workflow being a little bit different than they've known from years past, where it's been more of a veteran group, expectations very different. How has the workflow changed for you as far as practice time and the ability to do it, I suppose?
They weren't complaining about the workflow, were they?
I don't think so, necessarily.
I know, I'm just kidding. It's been a lot of work, right? We really have worked extremely long hours and lots of practice and lots of shooting and lots of night shooting, and it's you know, and I think again we're just trying to get as many reps and as much work in as we can, get to the floor. And I think, you know, that's a young team thing. You know, we need to get these guys experienced up as fast as we can and get them better. And that's what we're doing. I've appreciated, man, the spirit and the vibe and the willingness for everybody to put in a long day, from coaches to players, has been amazing.
Nick, just before we let you go, I know you've been, you know, fully focused on your own guys, but have you taken much time to kind of look around that conference you're playing in? It's including, you know, you've got the defending world champions there, but it's a pretty interesting mix in the East this year. And Miami apparently strengthened themselves with a guy too. So, it is a deep pool, is it not?
Well, I think it is, and it's part of when you look down, and I don't know, some people pick us like 11th in the conference or something like that, you know, 13th, whatever they pick us, but you can kind of see why when you start listing the teams, right? The teams that finished really high got the majority of the players back. Some of them have added, you know, you know, Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Miami, you've already talked about, right? There's Atlanta, there's so many, you can't even like get through them sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you think, well, we have to be down below all those teams. You know, Chicago had all these players. Indiana's got everybody back. Who am I skipping? I've already skipped the Knicks. The Knicks had a great season. I didn't even mention them yet, and I've already mentioned 10 teams. So there is tremendous depth in the conference. I really think that there's some really, really good teams, but I don't know. We're not afraid of any of them. We'll go out there and play them. When they're on the schedule, we'll show up. I know that much.